In a frigid walk-in cooler on the south side of Columbia, Missouri, restaurant owner Jim Ketting keeps one of his most valuable ingredients chilling in a cardboard box.
There's an 83-pound case of brisket that's going for about $300 right now. Last year, it probably would have been about $240.
Those $60 come straight out of his pocket. Ketting owns Haas's Market and Rotisserie, a restaurant and catering shop. And for now, he'd rather absorb a price spike than pass it on to his customers.
The only way that everybody makes money is if everybody keeps spending.
He wants them to continue buying sandwiches like the Big Haas, built with some of the priciest protein on the market. Right now, this brisket, bacon, and turkey-filled meal will cost you $8.50.
If we raise that, it would probably be above the $9 mark for a sandwich, which is kind of pricey.
$9 sandwiches, more than $3 a pound for ground beef, $7 for a choice sirloin. Beef in 2012 cost 10% more than last year, a change that has forced the cattle industry into a Texas-sized profit-squeezing crisis.
It's been a very tough, definitely 5 years for the cattle industry.
Chad Hart is an agricultural economist at Iowa State University.
How we got this point is a combination of factors here.
It began with the recession, when the cattle industry just happened to be on a natural and expected downward trend in production.
At the same time, what they were staring at was very high feed costs.
The beef you eat was once eating really expensive food. Ranchers paid record prices for the corn they used to fatten up cows. Then one of farming's greatest foes, the weather, chimed in too.
We're talking about possibly a million head of cattle moved out of Texas due to the drought situation.
It was such a hot, dry summer in Texas, the country's leader in cattle production, that most of the state is still paralyzed 7 months later. Right now, the cow population has shrunk by about 10% in big ranching states, and farmers aren't willing to risk investing to increase their herd size. They'll have to wait until their newborn cows reach maturity in about 2 years.
We see international demand for meat products increasing. Meat poultry exports have hit record levels in 2011 and look to maintain those record levels in 2012.
Record exports equivalent to more than 11 billion quarter-pound hamburgers, leaving U.S. consumers with less beef to go around. But researcher Anne-Marie Roerink says that, as strange as it might sound, these swirling market pressures provide opportunity for the meat industry to find different ways to appeal to cash-strapped shoppers.
Rather than going to the store with a little, list that says, I'm going to buy pork chops and chicken breast, they're just very willing to go into the store and browse around and pick through packages to find exactly what they want that meets their budget.
Roerink helped write an annual study called The Power of Meat, commissioned by the American Meat Institute, and discovered, along with prices, shopping priorities have changed for people who buy meat.
Price per pound has always been the most important factor, but it went up in importance. The second most important factor has always been appearance, so quality, if you will. Well, that one actually dropped to the third place for the first time in 3 years.
They're adopting low-income habits that were actually identified by the USDA in 2003. Buy in bulk, more generic brands, more discounted food, and opt for the less expensive and commonly less fresh product.
I think we're going to see a lot more interaction between the retail environment and the shopper. We are no longer a society with a family of four. So the study most certainly helped identify some areas of improvement to get that dollar sales and pound sales back on track.
Roerink says she thinks you'll keep buying beef despite the high cost, but you might do it differently. Her prediction? Price fatigue shoppers will turn to the butcher who provides custom meat orders, less waste, and more consumer control. The meat industry, too, has listened to consumers who want the same taste at a lower price. They're called value cuts, steak taken from the modest hamburger zone of the cow as a substitute for expensive, tender, pre-recession protein. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.